This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 365 for Wednesday, April 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are climbing upward on Wednesday morning despite mixed support from comparable oils. The heavily traded July contract gains $4.70 at $650.90 per ton, while the new crop November contract adds $3.20 at $662.10 per ton. Small losses in global crude oil prices are applying some pressure on the oilseeds. There are declines in European rapeseed, Malaysian palm oil, and Chicago soy oil. Meanwhile, Chicago soybeans and soy meal are on the rise. Canola crush margins recede further, with the old crop positions between $141 to $147 per ton above the futures, while the new crop November positions are between $132 and $136 per ton. Daytime temperatures on the prairies are forecast to reach the high teens to low 20 degrees Celsius. The Competition Bureau of Canada is raising concerns over the proposed Bunge-Viterra merger. The Bureau states the deal is, quote, likely to result in substantial anti-competitive effects and a significant loss of rivalry between Viterra and Bunge in Canada. The Canadian dollar is lower Wednesday morning as the loonie falls to 72.97 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 73.14. Rains over the soybean growing areas of the United States are likely to slow planting. Ahead of the weekly report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the trade pegs ethanol production at 983,000 barrels per day, with stocks slipping to 26.08 million barrels. Reports say the Brazil soybean harvest is about 90% complete. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The July contract adds 3 cents at $11.85 per bushel. July soy meal is up $2.20 at $348.30 per short ton, but July soy oil dips more than a tenth of a cent at 45.76 cents per pound. Chicago corn is mixed as the July contract tacks on a half cent at $4.53 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as the July contract is down 3 cents at $3.51. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago July giving up 3 cents at $6. Kansas City July tacks on 1.5 cents at $6.16. And Minneapolis July bumps up a penny at $6.73.5. A reminder, the last trading day for May options is Friday, and the first notice day is Tuesday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, April 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.